This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some terrific fishing at each of our three Illinois Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our own local lakes. Also news about the upcoming hunting seasons and a variety of other topics of interest to Illinois outdoorsmen. Hi, I'm Kurt Dickin, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, Illinois hunters are soon approaching their first of the several popular state hunting seasons, and the Illinois squirrel season will open August 1st and continues well into 2015. The squirrel hunting seasons do close during both segments of the annual firearm deer hunt. In addition, our annual dove season will kick off September 1st statewide, and the bag limit there is again 15 birds. And archery hunting seasons for deer and turkey open October 1st. Hunting hours for both species are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. And for more information on these or other hunting seasons, you can contact our local Department of Natural Resources Division office at 618-462-1181. Also, if you're a park enthusiast, we have a new state parks guide available. Park enthusiasts are invited to check out the new edition of the Illinois State Parks Guide and head to a state park. The booklet is a great resource for information on visiting state parks, fish and wildlife areas, recreation areas, or other DNR sites. The Illinois State Parks Guide is posted on the DNR website in PDF format at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That is again www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you are a hunter, it's time for new licenses. Outdoor enthusiasts will soon need to purchase their 2014 Illinois hunting or sportsman's combination licenses and the appropriate stamps before heading afield for the upcoming hunting seasons. The 2014 Illinois hunting and sportsman's combination licenses are available from hundreds of DNR direct license and permit vendors locations and online through the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And the online system is available 24 hours a day using a variety of credit cards. Licenses are also available by phone by calling DNR Direct at 888-6-PERMIT. That's 888-6-PERMIT. And if you are getting your hunting license, don't forget the habitat stamp. A state habitat stamp is required of all persons age 16 or older who hunt wildlife, except those who hunt migratory waterfowl, coots, and hand-reared birds on licensed hunting preserves and state-controlled pheasant hunting areas. Habitat stamp is also required of any person age 16 or older who traps or sells the green hides of any fur-bearing animals. Now, veterans with disabilities, former prisoners of war, and any person who obtained a lifetime license before January 1, 1993 are exempt from this habitat stamp requirement. And as we said, we've got some terrific fishing at each of our own local lakes, as well as the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Locally, anglers are going out and finding some superb catfish action. Almost every local lake, river, and pond producing good catfish fishing, and they're using a variety of live and commercial catfish baits to take these. The largemouth bass bite, it's been more of a morning and evening affair, and anglers are finding very good success using crankbaits, jig and pork combinations, spinner baits, plastic worms. There's even been something of a topwater bite in the evenings at most local lakes. And the bluegill bite still red hot. If you're looking for a family affair, that's a great thing to go out and catch a bunch of bluegill with the crickets and red worms. And they're even seeing a few crappie, but not all that many. So lots of good fishing to be found at our local lakes as well as our big three reservoirs. And we will take a little more in-depth look at our big three reservoir fishing right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and we've got some terrific fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Redden Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated good. Plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits all producing good numbers of fish. Anglers are fishing the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. They're also fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish have been coming in from Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie bite, still rated excellent. Jigs are producing good numbers of these fish. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be producing good. There's some of the anglers are tipping these with medium minnows, and some anglers are even finding success with mealworms. Some of the larger crappie have been caught lately off the points in about 6 to 10 feet of water. Try fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Some of the hot spots is Gun Creek area. From the shoreline, you might fish structures, and hot spots there have been Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor. Also, don't overlook Markham Coves and the Ina boat ramp. And the bluegill bite at Rend, still rated good. Crickets, worms, wax worms, mealworms, small jigs, all producing. They're fishing in the backs of the necks on the shallow banks and all along the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. From the shoreline, you might try the Sailboat Harbor, another hot spot. And the channel catfish, rated excellent as they are throughout many of the lakes in our state. All types of commercial catfish baits, as well as live baits like leeches, nightcrawlers, and large minnows working. Hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use Area. Try setting your line 3 to 4 foot deep over the rocks and try using leeches in the moving water. Anglers are also having success drifting in the main lake. And the white bass, rated fair on curly tail jigs and inline spinners. They're fishing the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing along the rocks and the drop-offs as well, and reports of fish are coming in from the 154 bridge. So lots of good fishing at Rend, and more good fishing coming from Carlisle Lake. Here we've got some very good catfish action. The action has been superb. Trout lines have been producing as well, and they're catching them on leeches and nightcrawlers. Boaters have been drifting with bait shrimp. Pull and line anglers are having their best success using commercial baits. And the good crappie action still continuing. They're fishing deeper now, 6 to 8 foot deep in structure, and they're back on the brush and stumps. And the good white bass action continues. They're fishing the humps and flats with cranks and slab spoons, coupled with curly tail jigs. Many anglers are trolling. In fact, some anglers are also catching a few sauger while they're trolling on crankbaits out in the lake. And in the tailwaters at Carlisle, very good catfish action here reported as well. They're getting good numbers of catfish on nightcrawlers and cheese baits. And they're also still seeing some nice 40 to 50 pound flathead coming from the spillway on live bait. And the crappie bite, still rated good. Some nice crappie coming from the spillway. Minnows and tube jigs are producing right now. And the good sauger bite continues. They're catching saugers from the boat or bank. Boaters are using a lot of crankbaits while bank fishermen are doing just fine on curly tails. And the white bass rated very good in the tailwater, still active on inline spinners coupled with curly tail or tube jigs. So more good fishing at Carlisle Lake. And unlike our areas where things have been pretty dry, fishing guide Steve Welch at Lake Shelbyville says they've had some pretty good rains this past week and the lake has risen about a half foot and still going up. They're currently at 3 foot over summer pool and rising, and this has done nothing to slow the crappie bite, he says. The water temperatures are around 80 to 83 and still very clear on the south end, some staying in the north end. Many anglers have put away their white bass rods and are concentrating on the crappie that are just on fire. They're catching good numbers of these fish, and they've seen some really nice crappie come in lately. One client for Steve Welch brought in a fish that weighed nearly 3 pounds, and they caught two more over 14 inches that didn't even compare to that fish, and they're concentrating on the channel banks using brush piles, the ends of downed trees and standing trees. They need to have good branches, he says, down about 13 to 18 feet depending on which end of the lake you're using. The south end is much deeper and clearer so you can fish deeper. They're using a special slip bobber rig with a 20 pound braid and a lighter leader so they can get into the deep thick brush and get their rigs back, and of course they're tipping them with a lively minnow. Bass anglers finding success in the early morning hours at Lake Shelbyville. Plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, about everything working here, and they're catching some pretty nice bass. And the catfish bite here, too, also on fire. Lots of good catfish coming in on all types of live and commercial baits. So all three lakes, as well as our own lakes, producing good numbers of fish, and I think this is going to continue for another few weeks. So much more good fishing ahead. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.